This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I hope you wrap yourself up in a flag this weekend and celebrate Independence Day. Always make sure you're being careful out there with the old fireworks. Would hate to have your show back up next week missing some fingies. Those are fairly important things. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I work in AG in California. I'd like to know what your favorite fruit is, particularly your favorite stone fruit. I would bet money the best fruit you've ever had is right here in California. I encourage you to look up different stone fruit hybrids. It will blow your mind. One, I don't get stoned. That's one. Two, I've always thought strawberries were the best. So that's my favorite fruit. I'm sure they're good stone too. What, Chris? Chris, what's a stone fruit? It's when you get high and eat fruit. What do you mean, what's a stone fruit? Gosh, so stupid. Jesse, I have a problem, and he's asking about his normie Norm Dime. His wife, he says, if it's not happening to her or close to her, she couldn't care less. She hates the anti-communist manifesto. She doesn't understand or comprehend the perilous state of our society. Allow me to say this. It's easy to cut normie Norm off. To cut normie Norm off when he's an acquaintance, when he's kind of a friend just from work, maybe he's a cousin you don't see very often, and you're frustrated, he won't wake up, maybe he's even liberal Aunt Peggy, and you just say, you know what, I'm done. Stop calling me, don't text me, we're not hanging out, we're done. That's an entirely different conversation when it's somebody who's inside of your home. Maybe you're experiencing this right now. Like I said, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your son, your daughter, maybe it's your parents. There are a lot of hardcore anti-communist kids out there right now, and mom and dad are still living in the past, that they're trying to shake them awake. How do you deal with that? Well, we always have to, yes, we have to be aggressive with communists, and we have to wake normie Norm up, and we have to play offense. We have to do all the things that you and I talk about every single day on the show. But we also have to understand this. Different people move at different paces. And as the anti-communist tip of the spear, you are always going to be far ahead of everyone in your life, including the people closest to you. And the frustration with that is this: you're going to watch the people around you, and maybe it's your husband, wife, whatever, you're going to watch them arrive at the conclusions you came to forever ago, and you're going to just look at them with your jaw hanging open and your hands out saying, what? I told you this. I told you that 5 years ago. What? And it's going to be a lifetime of frustration for you and me if we don't get better about being patient with them. I'm the same way because I understand the struggle the way you understand the struggle. The numbers are there. We need Norm awake. Wake up, Norm. You're killing us. Wake up. I'm with you. That's our challenge. Wake up, Norm. Wake him up and wake him up in time. And so when it's someone close to us who doesn't get it, that can be frustrating. I will just say, if they're not actively impeding what you're doing, let it go. Let it go. Now, if your wife, if your husband, if you're trying to teach valuable truths to your kids and they're stepping in and reversing that and undermining that, now you're going to have to go in the bedroom and close the door and you're going to have a fight. That's the bottom line. And those are no fun. I know they're no fun, but they're also very healthy. That's going to have to get resolved because you can't have your values being pushed onto your kids the way they should be, being taught to your kids, and at the same time have that be undermined by the other parent. That ain't going to work at all. That ain't going to work at all. So you're going to have to work that out. All right? Because we got a lot of work to do. After all, keep in mind, this is a lieutenant general in the military.
Since January of this year, more than 400 anti-LGBTQ plus laws have been introduced at the state level. That number is rising and demonstrates a trend that could be dangerous for service members, their families, and the readiness of the force as a whole. When I look at potential candidates, say for squadron command, I strive to match the right person to the right job. I consider their job performance and relevant experience first. However, I also look at their personal circumstances, and their family is also an important factor. If a good match for a job does not feel safe being themselves and performing at their highest potential at a given location, or if their family could be denied critical health care due to the laws in that state, I am compelled to consider a different candidate and perhaps less qualified. Those barriers are a threat to our readiness, and they have a direct correlation to the resiliency and well-being of our most important operational advantage.
Yeah, we're in some trouble. We're in some trouble. All right. Let's get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions before we get to this story out of Seattle. Oh, gosh, Seattle. What are your thoughts on the old school Nicolas Cage movies like The Rock and Face Off and Con Air and Gone in 60 Seconds? I know my man had to start doing any weird wizard movie that came his way to get current on his taxes, but he put out some bangers back in his day. The Rock with Sean Connery, all these other things. Nicolas Cage is awesome. This email was from Max, I should say. Nicolas Cage was awesome back in the day. Even Con Air, with that horrible Southern accent he tried to pull off. Do you remember his accent? Oh, and the mullet. Yeah, they gave him the mullet and the worst accent in the... I told my lovely baby. It was terrible. It was the worst thing I've ever heard. But his movies were fantastic. As long as you don't take them or him too seriously. And yes... Okay, Nicolas Cage is an insane person. Isn't it his dad is Francis Ford Coppola? It's his dad or his uncle. Did you just say who, Chris? Michael, please tell me you know who Francis Ford Coppola is. Okay. Well, look it up. Anyway, he changed his name so he wouldn't get jobs based on his dad or uncle. I forget exactly who it was. But of course, he's an insane person. For some reason, actors are all this way. I don't know why they're this way. I don't know what it is about your brain, but they're nut jobs. Jesse, in a hypothetical scenario where you're no longer a world famous radio and TV host, would you consider starting your own podcast about politics or history, or would you go back into the regular working world? Best. Would I go back into the... Well, I would enjoy going back into the working world. Maybe at some point. I'll tell you this, though, and this is going to sound really cheesy. It's going to sound mega cheesy. I believe in what we do. As you know, I enjoy the job, that the fun is great, and the jokes are great, and all this stuff, but I believe in it, and I believe in it all the way. I believe in the cause, in the country. I believe in having a mission. I'm a real mission purpose person. I need to have something I'm striving for beyond money, and I don't know what that is, and that makes me sound way better than I really am, believe me, but I'm just not a huge money guy. Like if you came to me right now and said, Jesse, I'll give you $1 million a year to retire and never talk about this stuff again, drop all this anti-communist stuff, no more TV, no more radio, $1 million a year to just go away. I would say no without a moment of hesitation. I would turn it down in a heartbeat. I would be miserable. I need a purpose. I need to strive for something. And so, you know, I probably would go just do a podcast or something like that. I don't know. I probably would. Jesse, I agree with your take on Newsom, and I'm equally as fearful. While he is just as slick as Willie, Clinton had one, I believe, major difference in advantage over Newsom's used auto sales. There are many smooth-talking similarities to Clinton, but he came from flyover country. Even normie norms know how much Dems ruined California. Do you think Newsom being from California is enough of a red flag for Norm? His name is Eric. That was always one of Bill Clinton's great benefits, because Arkansas is a red state, right? It's kind of more purple back then, but it's a red state. But he just kind of had that good old boy thing going on. It's just me, Bill Clinton. I'll come have a glass of moonshine with you on the back. I'm one of you, right? One of those guys while he's assaulting every woman that's within a 5 foot radius of him. They didn't call him Slick Willie for nothing. He was a smooth operator. And that would hurt Newsom. It would hurt him because California, even though it's freaking paradise, the libs, they've destroyed that place for so long that now it's kind of written into so much of the culture. When you hear California, if you're on the right at all, you kind of sneer. Oh, gosh, California. I'll figure it's California. So I think that would hurt him. Just don't underestimate him. And don't underestimate his ability to raise gobs of money, too. He's a prolific fundraiser, and that matters a lot. And I mean a lot. Your testosterone levels matter a lot. They matter so much for the quality of your life. Look, if you dropped all this stuff tomorrow and just started increasing your testosterone levels, you would have a better life for the rest of your life. You'd be more vital, more energy, more focus. You feel better. Testosterone isn't like a side item when you're having kids. It's critical for men who are 20. It's critical for men who are 80. And Chalk will give you more of it with natural herbal supplements, not injections, not big pharma garbage. Male Vitality Stack. That's what I take from Chalk every day. It's just incredible. Go to choq.com. There, you can get a subscription on anything, everything on the website. They're only 35% or only 35% off with the promo code Jesse. Is that not significant? 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go. If it doesn't work, cancel it. I want you to cancel it. It works. Go take one for 90 days and tell me how you feel. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Obviously, that song was written about me. Thank you for that, Chris. Very much appreciate that. And don't think for a second we are going to finish out the work week here as we head into Independence Day without me once again patting myself on the back for calling this one. Remember when I said this back on June 6th? It's a little long, but it's my voice, so you'll love it.
The Department of Homeland Security, formed in the wake of 9/11. It brought all the national security apparatus of the nation under one umbrella. Why? Because they wanted to shift the national security apparatus of America to an Islamic jihadist focus. And so all of them, CIA, FBI, all of them rearranged themselves to focus on Islamic jihad. Let's make sure this never happens again. And you remember all the forces that were brought to bear against Islamic jihad. Do you remember that? Well, that's because they took the entire national security apparatus, every barrel, and beep, that's the sound barrels make when they're turning it. Beep, they're aiming it now at Islamic jihadists. Well, what you have to understand, what is critical for everyone to understand is beep, it shifted the other way. And now it's all aimed at you. All of it. NSA, CIA, FBI, DOJ, the president, IRS, all of the forces that were brought to bear against Islamic jihad, they're all coming for you.
That's ridiculous, right? It's paranoid. Who was this guy on the radio ranting? Crazy, isn't it? Here's Peter Hotez.
The health sector has gone about as far as it can, I think, in terms of amplifying the message. Now we need to bring in some heavyweights. We need to bring in people from Homeland Security, from the Justice Department, the Commerce Department, State Department, and really ask them, okay, what did you do to defuse global terrorism and cyber attacks and nuclear proliferation and stop it at the source? Because anti-science is as big a threat to the health and security of the U.S. population.
Oh, yeah. Just me being right again. Oh, Seattle police hunt for perpetrator of skid marks on Pride crosswalk. The perpetrator. Listen to how they describe the guy. The perpetrator. Who is this guy who vandalized by driving on it the crosswalks? Well, you cannot offend the religion of our country. Here in the U.S. of gay, that kind of thing is not allowed. Not allowed here. Jesse, listening to last week's podcast about the imploded submarine, you had mentioned it was a relief as they died quickly. I believe in the afterlife we will come together and discuss the ways we spent our last moments on Earth, and I, for one, do not want to be the guy with the dying in my sleep story. I want to see it coming. I want it to be an extravagant story to tell my fellow anti-communists in heaven. I think being in an imploding submarine next to the Titanic would be a good story, and one to possibly rival the original victims of the Titanic. Most of our Medal of Honor servicemen also have great stories to tell. What about you? How would you want to go in the end? How would I want to go? It's actually a really good question. How do you want to go? You know, my grandpa Hank just died fairly recently. A couple years ago, I think it was. He's a great man. Grandpa Hank on my mom's side. Really, really great man. Had all these kids. Had lost his wife, my grandma, obviously, years before that. But he lived on, and he always lived close to not just, you know, his kids. Most of his kids were close. My folks didn't. My mom moved away. But most of his kids were real close. But she went back and visited all the time. And all his grandkids, that so many of them were all around. And they were always getting together. Anyway, long story short, he lives into his 90s. Wonderful, healthy life. And then at the end, body does what it does. Things start to break. It is what it is. And he died in, I believe it was in his home. They brought him home for hospice. So he was getting care in his home. And he died with his daughters and his son, if I remember right. I wasn't there. I couldn't make it. He died with his children surrounding him, praying for him, kissing him, saying goodbye. I'll be honest. I, like any dude, think about some glorious end, right? We all think about, I want to be one of the Spartan 300. I want to go out. Remember the Alamo, right? That's where I want to be. I'm a dude like anyone else. I'm the same way. I admit, I think about going out in glory, going out in some glorious fashion. I saved some kid who was in the middle of the highway, and I threw him out of the way in time before the semi-truck splattered me all over the grill. I would like that too, but I think I want to go how Grandpa Hank went. I want to die surrounded by friends, family, really family, to be honest with you, probably not so much friends. Couple tears in the eye, yeah, but a smile saying, Jesse, we'll see you in the afterlife. Now, that's not probably going to happen. Just statistically, that's not the way it works, is it? Statistically, there's a million different ways we go. But that's how I want to go. Isn't that lame? Is that lame? Is that lame, Chris? It's nice? Okay, well, good. That's I know. Everyone wants to die in glory. I just want to die with my family around me. That's it. All right. Someone wants to talk a little bit about Civil War. About the Western movement and the Indian Wars. Someone wants to talk about in vitro fertilization. That one might get comfortable, and I'm not even sure how to tackle that. All that and more coming on the Jesse Kelly Show. But let's take care of our feet first, because there are three things. What are the three things that you don't ever shortchange yourself on? Everyone knows by now, but what are they? Your bedding. You spend a third of your life in bed. Your tires. Your life. The life of the people around you, the life of your family rests on those tires, on the connection to the road, and your feet. Anything that goes on your feet, socks and shoes. That's easy to convince yourself to buy good shoes when you're going to work or working out. I want good tennis shoes. We don't do it when it comes to our slippers. We just get anything that's comfortable. Ah, that's cushioning. We get anything on there that fits on our feet. Anything at all. We got to stop. MyPillow has all season slippers. They're incredible. They're normally $149.98. Right now, they're $25. They've got a closeout sale. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. All right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am ready to go. Gosh, I'm so excited to go roughing it this weekend. I'm gonna feel like Grizzly Adams, really, or one of those mountain men who used to go into the Rocky Mountains with nothing but a rifle and, you know, a knife, and they would live for months on end trapping beaver pelts. That's pretty much going to be me this weekend. Chris, you asked if they're going to have cots. Chris, they're mattresses. Okay, they're not actual cots in the air-conditioned tent. They are two queen-size beds, so that's not going to be easy. Sleeping on a queen-size bed, I'm used to a king-size. The wife's going to be all up in my business. That's going to be hard. Let's not discount queen-size bed for the weekend. Are we going to run out of charcoal? I don't know. It was actually really funny. You know, when the boys and I went to Montana, we went to Alaska to go fishing, salmon fishing and halibut fishing. You remember, what was that, last summer? Me and the boys and my dad. And I went and bought these survival bracelets for the boys and I. Oh, they're the greatest things ever. Chris, it's got all this cord. You would nerd out on these things. It has all this cord on there with 250 pounds of test on it woven into it. But it also has a compass. It has a flint to start a fire. It has little screws. They're really, really cool, these little survival bracelets. And she rolled her eyes endlessly about me buying these things. And now I've told her me and the boys are wearing them this weekend. She's so upset. I've tried to explain to her, I don't know whether we're going to make it or not. But when you need it and don't have it, you sing a different tune. All right? Quit. Let's focus. Jesse, do you think by electing Trump, we can avoid a civil war? I was about to say something really dark. I don't want to say that. It's a Friday. I don't want to say anything dark on a Friday. I don't know that there's anything that can be done to avoid some sort of conflict. Let's pray to God it's not a civil war. Let's pray on that. Okay, so let's hope there's no civil war, because that is the worst outcome ever. I think actually showing up to vote in local elections would be nice. Actually showing up in primaries to vote against the incumbent, that'd be swell. That'd be a good place to start. So let's be honest. We have all kinds of legal things we need to do and should do before we ever talk about that. But conflict. Here is the truth. And we've touched on this before on the show, but it's something we need to talk about a lot. We focus a lot now on elections and laws and this issue and that issue. But the truth is, we are not a people as a whole. We are not a people who are worthy of living in a free country now. I want to encourage you to do something. And actually, I may print it out over the weekend and highlight a couple things if you don't feel like it. So we may do something on this on Monday or Tuesday. In fact, Chris, Michael, one of you idiots, print out George Washington's farewell address for me. I want to take that home this weekend. Oh, I know it's long, Chris. I said over the weekend. I'm sorry. I know you're not paying for the paper. Just print it out, please. Sorry, I had to yell at Chris. Anyway, he talks about a bunch of things in that farewell address, and it's something I really think you should read. It was him trying to set the country on a path. But one of the things he talks about in there, he talks about morality and religion and things like that. And those get to be uncomfortable because I'm certainly not qualified to talk to you about any of that stuff. But they do matter for a nation. We as a people, overall, I'm not talking about you personally, as a people, we can ban this and ban that and shouldn't do this, and those things are fine, but you shouldn't have to ban doctors cutting off the penises of teenage boys. That shouldn't be something that comes up in your society. And yet, that's the kind of thing we have to do now. We're not worthy of freedom right now. This is a long way of me saying this. When it comes to civil war, we are so divided as a nation into at least two different cultures. And the truth is, the communist side of this whole thing and the things they believe, they're so hopelessly broken. They're so broken mentally inside of their hearts. They are so broken that they need an internal change inside of themselves. They need a spiritual awakening, really, is what we need, or conflict is inevitable because oil cannot exist mixed with water. Light and darkness cannot mix and should not mix. They can't. You should not have to live, work, worship, be around anybody who believes in mutilating a teenage girl. That's not someone you should have to share a nation with. And let me be clear, it's not something you can share a nation with. Eventually, the light and the darkness are going to have to duke it out. Period. Hopefully, instead of that, the darkness will wake up. Now, the history of the world says that's not exactly likely. And it's not exactly likely, but it's still true. It's as a people, we're not what we should be. We're just not. Look, let's go beyond the trans stuff. Look at how many broken homes now there are in the country. And maybe your home is broken. And I'm not passing judgment on you. I'd be the last one in the world worthy of doing that. But look at how many broken homes now. The percentage of broken homes is staggeringly high and goes up from here. Without a nation of strong nuclear families, that's father, mother, kids. Father, mother, kids. Without a nation of strong nuclear families, there's no election, no legislation, no ban, no Supreme Court ruling. Nothing can save it. We must get back to that. And in order to get back to that, we must be anti-communists. We must defeat the people who oppose
Justice it. Gorsuch, he writes, tolerance, not coercion, is our nation's answer. The First Amendment envisions the United States as a rich and complex place where all persons are free to think and speak as they wish, not as the government demands.
I think tolerance is what you do for a toothache, not for human beings. And as this, we continue to be politicized in this country as people, and we're just human beings that want to live our lives in a free and equal manner. And so I think when you start to dissect us into tolerating, if I need to be tolerated as a person, I think that is already creating a second-class citizen.
That's oil and water. Are you going to be able to live next door to each other? No. No, you're not. Oh, great history, God. Don't ever call me a God. Talk to us about the movement west in the Indian Wars. It's interesting stuff. Why do we hold men from the past to modern standards? One, the people you see today who hold men from the past to our standards today, what you're actually seeing is something that is... it's in the hearts of men, and it's a terrible thing. What you're seeing is envy. When you see that, you see a human being today, Christopher Columbus, what a genocidal monster. That's always some tubby academic who's never done anything dangerous in his life. He'll never do anything great in his life. Looking back at great men who accomplished great things, and the only way you can make yourself above them is to judge their moral choices. Oh, I would never back in the day. And we will expand on that and touch a little bit on those wars before we get to the rest of these questions. But I will say this. Moving west, it was important to be a good shot. That's why the old West cowboys, they all used Mantis X. Actually, that's a total lie. Mantis X wasn't even invented yet. But we would have won the West sooner if they'd all used Mantis X. If those cowboys, if the army during the Indian Wars, shoot, if the Indians had been able to practice in the comfort of their teepees and get live feedback and be put through drills, Indian drills, over and over and over again, learning how to shoot better, they might have won. Mantis X is what the Green Berets use. It's what the Marines use. I bet it's what the Indians wish they'd used. Then they could have won. Mantis X is how we get good with our weapon.
Seriously, practice. And now, look, it's hot. The range is expensive. Practice in the comfort of your home, but practice, all right? All right. MantisX.com is where you get that done. MantisX.com. Let's talk about the West and the emails I didn't get to. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, heading into an Independence Day weekend. Don't forget to go out there and celebrate your country this weekend. Let's churn through as many of these emails as I can get. Maybe I'll get to headlines I didn't get to. Gosh, I talked like Joe Biden there with all my words kind of running together.
The idea there's no right of privacy in the Constitution, giving states power that we fought a war over in 1860.
What? All right. Talk to us about the movement west in the Indian Wars. Well, this is something the right has gotten so wrong for so long. And we do this a lot because we haven't understood the nature of the left. We haven't understood the destructive communist nature of the left. It's taught in schools now as just a thing. And this is taught in Christian schools. This is taught in Orthodox Jewish schools. This is taught in Catholic schools. This is one of these things that spans the education system. America's conquest is taught as being an evil thing. When we talk about our government and the establishment of this country and the conflicts we've had with the various Indian tribes in the country, it's always taught as America, oh, shouldn't have done that. Oh, that was evil. Oh, trail of tears. Always got to talk. Trail of tears. It's definitely trail of tears, guys. It's always taught in that way, which is the worst way you can possibly teach it. And it's dead wrong, too. Did America come here and kill Indians? Did Europeans come here and settle this country and kill Indians? Yep, 100%. Did they take their land for themselves? Yes, they most definitely did. Yes, 100%. Yes. That's how the world works. We live, especially now, we live in such a comfortable society, and we have for so long, that we forget things that all mankind has always understood. We forget things about conquest. We forget how the world works. All lands, all of them, they've all been conquered. All of them. Strong people moved in and conquered people who were not strong enough to fight them off. And remember, I'm the Indian fan. I love them. I love learning about the tribes. I'm really a tribal people fan. I've always been fascinated by them. I'm a huge Comanche fan, and I know they were brutal, but the Comanche and the Blackfeet were awesome, and the Crow and the Iroquois and other nations too, the Celts, these older, I love tribes. But the tribes, tribal peoples, they get conquered. They're never technologically advanced enough. Logistically, they're never advanced enough. They just can't seem to get the war machine going. I mean, really, that's one of the main things that doomed the Gauls when Caesar was taking them over. Yeah, the Gauls could raise an army of 200,000 Celts, and they're super mad, and I'm coming to kill you. Oh, my gosh. I'm hungry. So what are we eating today? Is there a plan to feed 200,000 of us? Could you imagine feeding 200,000 people even one meal? Can you imagine the logistics involved in that, let alone three squares a day? Tribal peoples get conquered. The history of the world is less technologically advanced peoples being conquered by more technologically advanced peoples. When Jefferson made the Louisiana Purchase, and this is after the conquest of the Eastern Indian tribes, when he made the Louisiana Purchase and we conquered the West, we went out there to see what was out there. And we saw a lot of beauty and a lot of ugly, some scary things and wonderful things. But what we were doing with that Lewis and Clark expedition and otherwise, we were seeing exactly what we'd bought and what needed to be conquered. And it wasn't only the Indians, keep in mind. It was the Spanish. It was the British.
It was the French. They all had things here because they'd all kind of owned it at one point or another. Or I say owned it. They'd all used it or been here. British forts, all kinds of things. We had to go out there and run the rest of them off too. Hey, this is our place now. That's how conquest works. You don't have to sugarcoat it. And you don't have to do this thing the right has always done when we talk about the Indian Wars. The right loves doing this. No, we were nice. We were nicer about it. Well, I guess that's somewhat true. We were nicer about it than other places. We weren't, Julius Caesar killing a couple million Gauls to take over France. That was not great. When Genghis Khan took over the Shah, when he took on the Muslim world, essentially, I was reading about it this morning. Do you know that I'm not laughing. It's horrible, but I was laughing. I don't know why I did that. But do you know he killed 4/5 of the people in this major empire? 80% gone. That's a genocide, an unbelievable scale. That's a genocide that honestly, percentage-wise, that puts Mao to shame. Hitler, Stalin, you name it. That's unreal. 80% of a nation gone. See ya. Bye. But that's the history of the world. Not defending it, I don't think. Maybe that was defending it, but you don't have to pussyfoot around it. Tribes were not strong enough to stop the European settlers from conquering America. And that's not an insult on the tribes. That's not an insult on the settlers. It's just kind of the way it is. Look, what the tribes needed, what they needed was the 5G network that Pure Talk can provide. What, Chris? This is how they could have coordinated against the settlers, because the tribes would never have funded filth like Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. They were more traditional when it came to families, so they would have been more on the side of Pure Talk. And Pure Talk, had they been around back then, you know, they have this great 5G network now. The tribes could have pulled out their phones. It only would have taken them 10 minutes to switch to Pure Talk. They could have pulled out their phones and coordinated with each other better to fight off the settlers. Sorry, Indians. Pure Talk wasn't there then, but it is there now. We can all switch to Pure Talk. Save a fortune, too. Veteran-owned. And they share our values, your values and my values. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Chris asked what I was eating, because you should know that I'm absolutely eating right now during the show. It's not my fault. Michael bought these watermelon Sour Patch Kids. And watermelon Sour Patch Kids, they're so underrated that every now and then I get a little cup of them and I bring them in here and I eat them while I'm doing the show. I know it's not professional, but it is delicious. You, enjoy your Independence Day weekend. Celebrate America with your family, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.